Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
What's up? Ooh, my voice had a little crack in it. My voice was raggedy, man. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that Verbal Cardio, man. We back out here, man. Back in business. Second week in a row, man. I'm on it. I'm on it now. It's 2 weeks in a row, man. Y'all know me. Still the same OG. You know what I'm saying? I fumble sometimes, you know. Sometimes I'm like, man, I need to do another episode. I'm going to get to it. I got a lot going on, man. I got a lot on the stove, Pete. I apologize, man. I'm trying to do it every week. And I know I say that every time. And y'all be pissed off in my comment section. Man, where's Verbal Cardio, man? Forget about what you're talking about. Where's Verbal Cardio? Well, it's right here. It's me running my mouth for a cold, hot 30 minutes. A cold hot simultaneously. That's like wearing tight and loose fitting pants at the same time. They tight, but loose at the same goddamn time. That's how we doing it out here, man. You know I got my co-host, Water, is in the building, man. My co-host for life, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Water, man. Drink more water. Say that every episode, y'all. Drink more water, man. I can't stress this enough, man. Drink more water. Drink a lot. Don't just drink one, what is this? 116.9 fluid ounce a day and think you really doing it out there. Think you really killing the game, man. 64 ounces a day. Do it. Water should be what you drink more than any other thing on this planet, man. A lot of y'all be like, I got my coffee. I got to do my coffee. I need the coffee. Where's the coffee at? Just drink water raw, man. Raw. Everybody on some organic stuff. You're not even drinking water. Yeah, is that organic? But you're not even drinking water out here. Don't worry about if it's organic, man. Water cleanses all that, man. It's the reason we're here. Can't stress that enough, man. I love you, water. I love you, okay? Praise God for water. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for water. When they found out, like, you know, it's other, like, solar systems out there, when they recently found there's Earth-like planets way out there, and they were like, yeah, man, they could have water. That was a big deal. That was a big deal. Like, yo, these planets could have water. That's the value of water. That's how important it is. They wasn't like, yo, these planets got orange juice. Yo, these planets got coffee, yo. They got coffee. They got beer out here. No, man. No. They looking for water, man. They not out here looking for that. What's that juice everybody raves about? Simply something? Simply Marvelous Juice? Simply Juicy? Whatever the hell it is. I don't know. I really just get water, man. I be using like almond and cashew milk for my smoothies, but I get coconut water on occasion. But water is the primary joint, man. Primary joint, man. Here we are. September, man. Fall's approaching. I don't think it's officially fall yet. I'm not sure the exact date. I don't know the exact date on any seasons. Like, I don't know the exact day they begin on. I just do it by month. I'd be like, all right, school's back. That's fall to me, you know what I'm saying? Even though it's still hot as hell. And then, you know, winter, I always associate with, like, December, you know. Really, December. December, I was like, all right, wintertime, you know what I'm saying? Spring is, like, May, late April. March, does spring start in March or is it April? That's what I'm saying. I don't even know when they exactly start. I just know when it's hot as hell, summertime, and that cutlass, man. I consider, like, late May the start of summer, like Memorial Day, but I think it's June is when it actually starts. May is the best month of the year. Just want to throw that out there. I just want to put that out there. May is the best month of the year. May is the best month of all time. When you got the all-time list, the rankings of the best month, May is number one on everybody's list, usually. Look it up. Look it up. Lies. Right out the gate. Lies right out the gate. But y'all know May is hot in these streets, man. I'm living life out here, y'all. I'm out here living life, scrambling and hustling, man. Trying to build my name out there, man. If a lot of y'all don't know, I participated in Heartbeat Weekend in Las Vegas. Kevin Hart does this shindig in Vegas every year, like around Labor Day weekend. He gets it cracking in Vegas. Parties, shows. It's a good time, man. And they invited your boy to take part in the festivities, man. I was super, super humbled, man, because, like, you know, they brought me out to perform on a show with Kev. Kev was hosting, Kevin Hart and friends, and I was one of the comedians, man. Yo, that was a dope. First of all, Kevin Hart is the biggest comedian on the planet right now. Like, he's the biggest comedian on the planet right now. Top draw, movies. He's killing it, man. TV show, movies, he's just killing all fronts. And he could have picked any comedian in the country to be on that show, man. They could have put anybody on that show, man. They put me on there. There's only four of us on the show, man. I was super humbled, man. And it was, man, let me tell you something, man. It was a great feeling, man. I was just happy that I was able to deliver when it was crunch time, man. Because that was crunch time. Like, I couldn't go up there and work out. I couldn't go up there and just, like, whatever comes to me. Nah, man, I had to bring it, man. This was a showcase, in my opinion. So I had to bring it. I was like, yo, man, let's get it. You know what I mean? So, I was humble, man. Shout out to Harry, man. Shout out to Pookie. Because, you know, they didn't have to bring me out, man. They could have picked anybody, any comedian out here in the country, man. Old vets, what the new cast is hot right now. People with more movie credits, TV shows. They could have brought anybody, man. I was super humbled, man. I was like, yo, I'm really out here, man. I'm really out here. I brought my boy Keenan Baker with me. We was out there, man. He folded up. We went to this place called Hash House A-Go-Go. Hash House A-Go-Go, man. I think they might have a couple in Vegas. I think they got a few throughout the country, man. And they pride themselves on big portions. At Hash House A-Go-Go. And the breakfast is what they pride themselves on. I'm going to be honest, though. The pancake wasn't all that. Okay, this is what I ordered. I went in there. We had stayed up till 6 o'clock. We was out in Vegas living it up. So we was out till a good... We got back to the hotel room, it was a good 6 o'clock. Went to sleep, got up. So, you know, we hitting Hash House, first meal of the day. This is it. But it's already like 1, 2 p.m. when we finally hit the eating streets, you know what I'm saying? So we do it, man. We get there, you know, we looking at the menu, you know what I'm saying? The waiter is hella informative. Big swole dude with tattoos, man, hella informative. Taking pride in his work. I like to see that. Giving us all the scoop on the menu. I was like, okay, yeah, yeah. Telling us what people can and can't handle. They got this huge chicken pot pie that a lot of people can't even get through a fraction of that mug. I saw the wreckage. Like, I walked past the tables. When I walk in restaurants, I look at people's tables. I look at people's plates on the way in. I'm like looking like, yeah, what they got. Oh, that looks good. I never knew. Oh, what's that? Oh, I gotta get that. That's what I do when I walk in. So I was looking at people's plates, and then we walked past this one table. It was just wreckage. It was just plates and just leftover food. A lot of people waste a lot of food. Pisses me off. They could have boxed a lot of the stuff I was seeing on these plates just left behind, man. You better box that shit, man. Don't waste food out here, man. So I saw the chicken pot pie wreckage. It was huge. It was huge, man. It looked like a big spacecraft. And there was a lot of crust left. Let me tell you something, man. I'm a vegetarian now, but I used to love eating the chicken pot pies. The chicken pot pie, I used to tear those up, you know, growing up. I quit eating them because they're so fatty, probably sodium filled. But I still love the homemade pot pies that we make sometimes. Sometimes my ex-wife makes them. Sometimes I'll make them. My son loves them. Homemade chicken pot pie. But that's neither here nor there. The chicken pot pie. The best part of the chicken pot pie to me is the crust. The crust, when you first set it off, that little top piece, you got to get it just right the way you don't burn it. It's like soft at the top, but not too soft and uncooked. It's like that perfect flaky just goodness, but it's kind of soft because of the chicken broth and the vegetables underneath. It's going to have a soft bottom, crispy top. Man, let me tell you something, man. So good. But then, all right, so you eating the crust, you know what I'm saying? Then you in the meat of the chicken pot pie. You in the meat of it now. You just in the pie part of it, the pot. I don't know if it's the pot or the pot. Well, I guess the crust would be the pie part, and then the pot is what's inside. So you got the peas and the carrots and the chicken and the creamy broth. You just in there, just digging in, having a great time with your life. You loving life, living lavishly. Then the treat at the bottom is the crust at the bottom, at the end of it, man. And everything's done cooled off, so you can really dig in now. Because pot pies get hot. So you got to take your time, the whole ordeal, man. You got to, it hurts, but I got to keep going, you know what I'm saying? But when you get to the bottom, that bottom crust, oh, man, come on, man. The bottom crust is right. The bottom crust is right, man. The bottom crust is right. It's just like, it's soft. You can really dig in. You just tearing up the, oh, perfection. So I can only imagine what that huge chicken pot pie tasted like. Man, I can only imagine. And he said, the waiter said, the person that he saw do the most damage to that huge chicken pot pie was like this super thin model looking chick. She went in there and went to town. Let me tell you something, man. These skinny model chicks, they be eating because they hungry out here. They hungry. These women be eating, man. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. Back to the whackness of Kenan Baker. At Kenan Baker on social media. KeenanBaker. If you listen to this podcast, go to his page and tell him how soft his tummy is. And say tummy. Don't say stomach. Say tummy. Tell him Tony Baker sent me here and your tummy is soft. This dude can't bring it on the eating tip, man. He's frail on these eating streets, man. Anyway, So we order, man. We talking to the waiter. He's like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We pride ourselves on, you know, the biggest pancakes in town. You know what I'm saying? People can't finish the stack, man. It's just one huge pancake. This is not how he talked, but this is how I'm doing. It's just one huge pancake. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't handle it, man. A lot of people fall to the wayside. I was like, oh, people fall to the wayside? Sound like a challenge to me. Well, you know what I'm saying? If you can bring it like that, we didn't bring it. Then, all right, what's new? Let me get the blueberry pancake. Scrambled eggs on the side, playboy. All right, I see what you're doing out here. What your boy getting right here? And, you know, Kenan be fumbling around and mumbling and whispering. Let me get the blueberry pancake. So he got the blueberry pancake as well. We got the same thing, blueberry pancake, but he got the potatoes and the eggs on the side. I just got eggs on the side. So he comes out, he brings out the pancake. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, we out here, man. Shout out to the waiter, man. He was on point with the water. I go through water like water. I'll be like, bam, bam. I'll be throwing water back, bow, bow. You got to stay on top of my table. Don't just come fill me up and then dip off. As soon as you fill me up, bam, I already drank. Most of the time, I done drank two full glasses of water before my food even comes. That's just how I roll, you know what I'm saying? But he was on it. He was on every time I was depleted, he came with the replenishment, man. I was like, yes. Anyway, so me and Kenan get the same thing, you know what I'm saying? The blueberry pancake, you know what I'm saying? We out here with the blueberry pancake. So he brings it out. One huge pancake. It's just one huge play-size pancake. Bow, you know what I'm saying? Eggs on the side. Eggs was good. The eggs were gut, y'all. The scrambled eggs at Hash House at Go-Go we're good. You're like, oh, it's easy to do eggs. Nah, not everybody gets it right. Not everybody gets it right. Just wanted to say that, man. Eggs was on point. Pancake. The pancake was okay. The pancake was okay. Now, granted, I put honey on it instead of syrup. That might affect it a little bit, but it was okay taste-wise. You know what I'm saying? I was excited. The size, the magnitude of it all. It was decent. It was decent, but it wasn't like, oh. Vegas, for better pancakes in Vegas, go to Blueberry Hill. It's this place called Blueberry Hill. They got a few of them throughout Vegas. You got to go off the strip. Oh, yo, these pancakes at Blueberry Hill are so good. I'll get back to that in a minute. So, Hash House of Go-Go, huge blueberry pancake, Keenan with the soft-ass tummy. So, we in there. I'm tearing my pancake up, going back, dabbling in the eggs, going back to the pancake. We talking about, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You only date black chicks? Oh, for real, you know what I'm saying? We just talking, you know what I'm saying? Oh, okay, yeah, I'm dabbling back in the eggs, pancake, back and forth, you know what I'm saying? Keenan over there on the struggle, you know, he's eating his eggs, his little potatoes. He was like, and first of all, when the pancake came out, man, it's so big. They trying to kill me out here. I was like, man, bring it. Bring, kill me, pancake. Bring, I'll be ready for battle. Like, when the big-ass plate come out, I'll pull out my cutlery, my weapons. I'm like Wolverine, my claws out. Like, let's get it, Dan. Let's get it, Dan. I don't know why I pictured Wolverine talking like that. Let's get it, Dan, pancakes. Dug in on the pancake, man. I was tearing it up, man. And so, you know, I just go to work, man. I go to work. You put the plate in front of me. My job is to finish it. I know I shouldn't be eating like that. You should just stop eating when you're no longer hungry. I don't know what that means. I'm no longer hungry when I finish my plate. That's how I eat. They say, no, just eat a little bit till you're not hungry anymore. I'm not hungry. My brain is conditioned to finish my plate, and that's when I'm not hungry anymore. Sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes I go back for that second plate, and that's why I'm big. That's why I'm big. That's why I'm 218 pounds. Because I go back for the seconds. I go back for the seconds, man. Y'all ain't going to judge me out here. I'm a man, okay? I'm a man with a big tummy that can handle the workload. That's my problem, man. I got a big tummy that can handle the workload, all right? Back to Keenan's soft tummy, man. So he couldn't finish. He couldn't get through the pancake. He could not get through the pancake, man. He ate half of the pancake. And he's like, well, I had more sides than he. Oh, because of the potatoes? The potatoes, the little dabble of potatoes. Mind you, the eggs and the potatoes on the side small. It's not big. It's not a big Denny size serving of potatoes. It was like a little big spoon, bow, you know what I'm saying, on the plate. He tried to use that as the bailout. But still, you only made it through half the pancake. I finished my whole pancake before he finished his half. And I finished my eggs. I'm over there licking the plate. I'm licking the table at this point. I did my work. I'm licking the plate, the table. I'm licking these women that were sitting next to us. It was some cuties in the table next to us. There was a couple of cuties in that group, man. It was one girl in the group at the table next to us, man. She was the star of the group, man. You could tell, man. And it was like all the women were looking at her. It was like they knew she was the Beyonce over there. I was like, oh, I'll see what y'all doing over there. She was cute, man. It's funny, though. I never approach women, man. I'll be like, man, she look good as hell, man. Pass me the syrup. That's me. That's me, man. I'll take it in, man. She fine as hell, man. Because I don't know what to say, man. I ain't got nothing to say off top, off the rip. I'm going to roll up and start a conversation from scratch. I'm not inventing conversations from scratch, okay? You know what I'm saying? It's got to be okay. If you see me at a comedy show, there, we got something to fall back on. Did you enjoy the show? Okay, yeah, where you from? Bye, we in there, man. I'm not going to come up from scratch. Nah, man, that's too much work. But back to Keenan's tummy, man. He couldn't finish it. And then he was supposed to get it to go box. The waiter fumbled. This is where he fumbled. And so he never gave him his to go box. He didn't need to go box anyway. Keenan was soft out here on the streets. And the night before when we were doing the Kevin Hart joint, we had a lavish green room. We had a lavish green room. So I performed on Saturday night. Me and Keenan hit up Hash House of Go-Go on a Sunday. And so Saturday night was the night of the show. We had a great, great green room, man. They took care of us. Drinks in there, if you about that life. They had food in there, salad stuff. And they had these chicken wings in there. They had some like... some like hot wings, and then they had these other wings, like I guess they were called baked, roasted or whatever. They look raw to me. They look undercooked. They was too light for me. Like I was like, and I wasn't eating the chicken anyway, but I was just like, yo, this chicken don't look cooked. But Lil Rel, shout out to Lil Rel, Howery, you know what I'm saying? He was there too. He was like, yo, these wings is good as hell, man. These wings good as hell. And I was like, man, nah, man. They look raw. These is raw chicken wings, man. I still see the feathers on this chicken. And he was like, nah, man, it's good as hell. I'm like, nah, man, I need to see some cook. Like when I eat meat, man, I need to see the cook, man. I need to make sure everything's cooked throughout, man. I don't like bleeding steaks. That's where the flavor is. All the flavors in the blood. The flavors in this blood transfusion you doing. Nah, man, I'm passing on that, man. If I was eating a human being, if I was a cannibal and I'm eating a human being, I don't want y'all blood running down my lips. Like, yo, man, these man thighs is good. Oh, man, the blood just running down. No, the blood. I need your blood cooked. I don't know what you got. I don't know what these chickens got, man. I don't want the blood. I don't know what these cows got. I don't want the blood running on my plate, man. That's where the flavor is. I'm not a lion, man. I'm not a lion. I don't want blood running. You ever see a lion after they had a fresh kill? It'd be blood all over their face. I'd be like, ew, the blood. And that's got to stink after a while, man. Like dried up blood, you know what I'm saying? The metallic taste. Have you ever tasted your own blood? It's metallic-y. Ain't no flavor in blood. There's no flavor in blood. Like when I cut my finger, I'm like, ooh, ah, ooh. It's metallic. It's like I licked the spoon. That's what it tastes like. It tastes real metallic-like. I was like, ew, that's not flavor to me, okay? So anyway, Keenan couldn't finish his food. But I was saying about the green room, Keenan got some of those uncooked chicken wings and he got them to go. So he took something to go from the green room. I don't even think he finished the chicken wings that he took to go. So he didn't finish the chicken wings that he brought back to the room. He didn't finish the pancakes. I'm like, man, you soft out here on these tummy streets, man. Tummy Baker is his new name, man. So go to his page, at Keenan Baker. KeenanBaker. Just roll up on his page. He ain't gonna know where y'all coming from. Be like, man, heard you had a soft tummy. Now, when I posted the video of the pancake on my social media, people was like, man, that is a lot of pancakes. So y'all was cutting them. Y'all was bailing them out because y'all soft too. Y'all got soft tummies out here. I don't know about that. That's just too much bread. All y'all soft out here, man. Some people like, man, that's easy work, man. If you go to the Griddle Cafe in Hollywood, California, on Sunset, across from the Laugh Factory, they give you those plate-sized pancakes, but three of them. They give you a three-stack at the Griddle Cafe. Griddle Cafe has probably the best pancakes in L.A. Griddle Cafe, the corner bakery, has great pancakes in L.A. Now, my son will argue that the Broken Egg Cafe in Burbank, California, has the best pancakes in the city. But for me, I'm going with the Griddle Cafe, then maybe the Corner Bakery on the pancake tip. Waffles, you got Roscoe's got a good ass waffle. This place called The Waffle has a good waffle, different style than Roscoe's. Roscoe's got the flat waffle. The waffle has the bigger Belgian size waffle where they thick and just sit up. You know, Roscoe's, they got the little flat waffle, like super flat, you know. Even the little squares are kind of more embedded into the waffle itself rather than just little pockets. They're not real pockety, you know. Pockety, I don't know if that's a word, but y'all knew what the hell I was talking about, man. But couldn't finish that pancake, man, you know. And this is me, man. Like, I eat like a hoe now. Like, I eat like a little bitch nowadays, man. Like, you know, they be clowning me, man. Tony out here eating like a bird. But little do these cats know, man, I'm a savage, man. I used to be 272 pounds, man. I'm a savage, dog. Don't get me started, man. I can eat most people under the table. Like, you got to be something special to beat me in eating. Now, mind you, I'm soft now. Like, if, you know, somebody really rolled up to the challenge, man, I could probably get served up. Like my co-star, the Mice and Men, he, big, huge, tall, big gay dude. ate me under the table. We was having a pancake off at IHOP, unlimited pancakes. Me and him had a pancake off. He tore my ass up. I thought I could hang, man. I went through about 3 plates. I was face down at home an hour later. I was literally passed out in a straight coma, face down. But this was me in my prime, man. This was Fat Tone. Fat Tone's in town, man. But I still ain't no punk, man. And all you ladies out there, who can eat with me out here on these streets, man? You know what I'm saying? Ain't no punk out here, man. I'm going to finish my food. My tummy's strong. Oh, I mean my stomach. Not my tummy, man. Keenan got a tummy. I got a stomach. That's the difference. I got a gut, a belly, a stomach. Keenan has a tummy. He going to be mad when he hear this podcast. But you know what? I want him to feel every piece of his failure. That Hash House of Go-Go, man. They need to put his picture up. They need to put pictures up of people that can't hang. It will be littered with pictures of failure and not making the cut and subparness, man. You know what I'm saying? Finish one pancake. That's all we ask. Finish one pancake. It's easy work. Easy work, man. Anyway, man, Vegas was a great time. Shout out to Kevin Hart. Shout out to Harry. Shout out to Pookie, man. Shout out to Usher, who gave me a shout out. Shout out to Jermaine Dupri, man. You know what I mean? Like, they were there. Because Usher had a show the Friday night before I got there. If we had got there Friday night, we'd have been at the Usher show like, I'm the kind of brother. Remember that? Caught up. Got me feeling that. Caught up. Hey, I don't know the words. Hey, got me twisted. I'm so caught up. That was the joint, man. Usher, man, is a legend, man. I'm not going to bring up his recent, controversies or whatever, but and a lot of people out here got herpes. Let's be real. A lot of people out here were herped up, man. A lot of y'all out here, herpy Hancock. Herpy the love bug. Herpes is out here, man. It's mad common, man. And it's different types. It's mad common. Mad common. So, don't be judging people, man. It could be you. It could be you. And don't think because you ain't super promiscuous, it still can't be you. It could be you. Okay. Everybody stay humble, man. Herpes is out here. Herpes is out here. If I had a dollar for everybody that had herpes, I'd be paid out here. Be paid. How'd you accumulate your wealth, Tony Baker? Ah, herpes, man. People spreading it like mustard. You know what I mean? But what I was saying about Usher, man, when his Confessions album came out, that was an event. That Usher Confessions album was an event. Like, you had to get it. And that was an R&B. That's rare for an R&B album. It was like, yo, this is an event. You got to pick it up. Almost to the point where I remember where I was the day Confessions came out. Damn near like that. Sold over 1 million copies the first week. That was an event album, man. Usher, man. Shout out to Usher, man. My favorite song on there is Want Me Back? I think it's like the first or second song on the album. No, yeah, it's first. I think it's the second track. That's my favorite track on Confessions. Want Me Back. Check that out if you can't remember what I'm talking about. Usher was mad cool though, man. He said I was funny. I was like, man, thank you, man. I didn't even know he watched the show. And then Dave Chappelle performed Sunday. Me and Keenan watched that. Me and Keenan watched that show from the audience, just like regular cats. And dude is so funny, man. Dave Chappelle is special, man. That dude is special, dog. Shout out to Donnell Rawlings, who opened up the show that day. And did his goddamn thing, man. And it's dope to see Donnell grow as a comedian, man. Like, he's just dope, comfortable in his own skin up there. I love that shit, man. And Kevin Hart is funny, man. Like, I like to see Kevin Hart live over like the movie special Kevin Hart, because his energy when I see him live, it's more chill. I think Kevin to me is more funny when he's chill. Like, when he's just like chill. That dude was hilarious, man. Even when he came in the green room with the quick, roasting himself, he was just chill with the delivery. That dude is funny, man. But his new stuff is dope. And I'm not just saying that because he gave me an opportunity, man. His new stuff is really funny, man. And I'm just happy for the dude, man. He works hard, it's paying off, and he's looking out for other comedians, like for real, for real. He's giving the comedians opportunities out here. So, man, I don't want to hear all that hating, man, people be trying to do, because he out here reaching back down. So shout out to Kevin Hart for that, man. Appreciate it. And, yeah, man, we done flew by. It's already, I'm already 29 minutes into this podcast, man. I feel like we had a good time. I feel like we had a great time, man, talking about that. And shout out to Kenan Baker, man. Follow him at Kenan Baker. He's dropping a comedy album, his first comedy album, September 22nd. On iTunes, Spotify, and the streaming joints. He's going to drop his album on CD Baby, too, and September 22nd. And so it's coming out, man. It's called I Need Therapy. So follow him. Hit him up on social media. Let him know his tummy's whack and that you looking forward to his album, man. And, yeah, there we go, man. Shout out to Water, my co-host, man, in the building, you know. Mm. And until next week, and I will be back next week. I'm doing this, man. I got a team behind me now. They're going to be up my ass, man. I can't play around no more, man. And as always, man, thank y'all, man. Follow me at social media at Tony Baker Comedy on Instagram, at Tony Baker Comedy on Facebook, at Tony Baker Comedy on Snapchat, man. Tony Baker Comedy, there's a website, TonyBakerComedy.com. Just keep track of me, man. I got a lot going on. I got GoFundMe going on. It's just a lot brewing. I got a lot brewing. And thank y'all for sharing my videos and everything y'all do for me. Thank you to the people that contributed to my GoFundMe, man. Oh, man, I can't stress that enough how appreciative I am, man. Y'all are really rocking with me. Shout out to the people that go to bat for me in my comment section. And next time I post about verbal cardio, anytime you see the verbal cardio post on my Instagram, roll up in the comment section and let me know what you want me to talk about on future episodes. And I might dabble in those topics. So let me know, man. Let me know what you think. And also subscribe to my YouTube page, at Tony Baker Comedy on YouTube. I don't think it's at on YouTube. It's just Tony Baker Comedy. Subscribe, man. I'm gonna have some stuff brewing on there, man. And thank you, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank you. And thank y'all for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.